Chevra, before we begin, it's good to have such a special Chevra here tonight. It's a Chevra that we haven't seen in a while. It's good to be back together. Bring me a lot of chizik. Me tell me that yoysu mikulam. That's the MS. But before we begin tonight, I just want to, it's hard to even say what I'm about to say, but that all the Torah tonight, we should learn. It's being sponsored by a very special tzaddik in his Eishes Chayil, Mishpacha, Shlomo Ben Yamin, Chai Rezel, Renov, Lil Nishmas, Chaim Svi, Ben Avraham, Ava Shalom, Zachary Goldstein, who was taken from us this week. There are no words. If I started to talk about this tragedy of a Talmud, tragedy for the entire yeshiva, tragedy for all his chevra, to lose somebody in such a way. There are no words, and Mir Tashem, the Torah that we learn should be a big schus for his neshama, and somehow bring some nechama and chizik to his family at a very trying, difficult time. All that I can say for each and every one of us, I can't start to say and talk about the tragedy. It's just too hard and too much pain and sorrow, this tragedy. But I can say what the reaction has to be. When I say this, obviously it's hard. It's hard not to just be sad, but ultimately that's part of it. We should be sad. But one reaction, and I was talking to one of the Talmidim earlier today about what to do, Le'il Nishmaso. The biggest thing each and every one of us could do when we hear of such a terrible tragedy, hear of a young man who there were no signs and no sickness and nothing, and just really in an instant being taken from us, collapsing and with no hope. Only thing, the response has to be for each and every one of us to cherish every moment of time that the Rabbon Hashem gifts to us. To recognize how chashuv, how important our days, our moments, our hours in this world are. And be making the most of every moment. That's our avoda. There's nothing, if we have at least a wake-up call from this, it's not, again, there's no answers, it's only questions. I'm not here to give any answers. I don't know, only the Eibishter knows how to give answers to such deep questions and such sorrows. But if our reaction is this, at least that could be as chus for his neshama. And at least we could say we took it as a wake-up call, and there was at least, not that we wanted it to be, not we understand why it had to be, but some level of meaning and purpose for us in that tragedy, and that we walked away with growth in making the most, in cherishing every day in our life. In cherishing the relationships that we have in our life. The relationship with our parents, with our siblings, with our friends, with our spouses, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And living meaningful, purposeful lives. Living every day as if it's the last. Not in a depressing way, Chas V'Shalom. But in an inspirational way. That's the only chizik that I could give from such a tragedy. That's what I've been thinking about nonstop since this terrible news. But again, all the learning tonight should be Leil Nishmaso, and should be geschus for his neshama and for his family, until Rezoicha, to be dancing together with him, with Chaim Svi ben Avram, with Zachary, with Tchias HaMesim, with Mashiach Zidkenu, b'mheira b'yameinu. You know, Chevra, there's probably no more emotional parsha in the Torah than Parshas Vayigash. I'm always reminded and thinking about my bubby, my grandmother, who loved listening to the parsha, lifting to the lady, and following and learning about the parsha every week. She loved the parsha. One of the things after she was Nifteris years ago, and we were in the house in her apartment, and the one thing I took that I wanted from her was her chumash.
Tenorana.
Was her chumash, huh?
Tenorana.
Say again?
Tenorana.
Not a tenorana. You'd think that from the bubbies, they learned the tenorana. She had a stone edition chumash. It was very connected. It happens to be because her brother was married to Irving Stone's daughter for many, many years. So there's deep connections in the family. So she just on a family level, she was very connected to the stones. And to my ex-great-aunt is Hensha, who's Irving Stone, Batzal's daughter. Anyways, Lumaisa, but she had this stone, her chumash. I wanted her chumash, and I have her chumash. Because to me, that was the most chashuv thing in the world to her, in a sense. Outside of her family, of course. And this parsha, she used to talk to me. I remember always when I'd speak to her before Shabbos, this parsha, how special it was. It's of such an emotional parsha. That moment when Yosef says, "Ani Yosef od Avichai," the moment when Yosef and Yaakov embrace, even with the famous question of why Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. Imagine these crazy emotional moments. Incredible parsha, full of emotion, full of depth. And we all know the famous pasuk, how when Yosef HaTzadik, he sent to his father's, to his father Agolos, he sent him wagons. He sent him wagons, and the pasuk says, to bring him down to Mitzrayim, right? To bring him down to Egypt, that all the Yidden will come down. And the pasuk says in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayares Agolos Asher Sholach Yosef. Yaakov saw these wagons that Yosef sent, L'seisoso, to carry him, V'atchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, and it gave life to the spirit of Yaakov. And Rashi there explains that what was so great about this, what was so special about these wagons, so everybody knows, this famous Rashi, that Yosef HaTzadik, see, even when Yaakov heard that Yosef's still alive, he was very worried and nervous. He's alive physically, but where's his ruchnias? Where's his neshama? Do I know that it's the Yosef Tzadik that I left? So many years ago, last time I saw him, he's a 17-year-old boy, now he's in his late 30s. He's been living in Mitzrayim, in the Tumo, and the Taiva, been in the Zima, the environment of Mitzrayim, living in that environment, being desensitized, perhaps, from the immorality of Mitzrayim. Who's to say who he is today? Is he the same Yosef? He already told his brothers, but Ani Yosef, I'm that same Yosef. That's what he meant to say, Ani Yosef, it's still me. I stay true to who I am. It's a big lesson within itself. Not to be brought down by others and living the life for others, but being ourselves, being true to ourselves. True to our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Torah and those who are important to us in our life. But Yaakovina was nervous. Vayaras Hagolos, he saw these wagons. The Hagolos is to be Merames, Rashi tells us, to the Egla Arufa, which is also Milashon Hagola, which was the last Torah that they learned together. Yosef HaTzadik was telling his father, Tati, I'm still connected deeply to Torah. Don't think I forgot. I'm Ani Yosef. That's what he basically was saying. Atchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, it brought life, Yaakov. Not only is Yaakov, is he physically alive, he's spiritually alive, it's all good. But maybe there's another way to understand this. Because before we continue, I meant to bring, so I go run on my desk, see if you see on the desk, there should be the Zohar from this week's parasha, should be sitting there, you know, the little blue ones. So before we even go on to explain this perhaps in a different light, what these agalos, what these wagons represented, truth is, if we look a few psukim later, the Pazik says, in Perek Memvav Pazik Hei, Vayakom Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Yaakov got up from Be'er Sheva, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael as Yaakov Aviyem, Vestapom Vestesheim Bagolos. B'nei Yisrael, Yaakov and his children, they all traveled in these wagons. What does it say? Listen to what it says. Asher Sholach Paro Laseh So. That Paro sent. We just read Vayaras Agolos Asher Sholach Yosef, which therefore was Merameh, this deep idea. But a few psukim later, Pergamum Vav Pazagay, it said they traveled in the Golos Asher Yosholach Paro. The Paro sent that Golos. The Paro sent them. They're not meant to be Merameh's anything. But who sent them? I'm just a few psukim apart. Did Yosef send the wagons? Did Paro send the wagons? And by the way, the Zohar, of course, picks up on this. Chavra went to the mikveh today, we're good? Yeah, good? Okay, we're still connected to Chanukah, the R. We're still connected to Chanukah. The Zohar tells us, in Reishit Aleph, Bekarmisa ksiv bagolos asher shalach Yosef. At first it writes, these were the wagons that Yosef sent. And then it was that the Paro sent. And he explained there were different cheshbonos, but doesn't give a really a good answer over here. Just said they both, he really, what the Zohar comes out, they both sent. There were wagons from both of them. There were wagons from Yosef, and there were wagons from Paro, and the wagons of Yosef were the ones that were full of, as the Zohar says, v'chula raz achada, full of this raz, full of secrets. Full of depth. So we have to understand what's going on here. What are these wagons that Yosef was sending? How are they different than the wagons that Paro was sending? We have to understand the nature of these. We have to understand the nature of these wagons. More than that, then, you know, we see that Yaakov seems to be afraid to go down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, Al tira mira de Mitzrayim, Anochi eri nimcha, I'm going to come down with you. And they said, but Yosef yashas yada einecha, and Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. What is that going? What's that mean? What's this Yosef? What's Yosef helping? Oh. So let's try to understand what this is all about. What's going on in the life of Yaakov Avinu? What was he, what strength did he gain from these wagons outside of Pasha Pshat, the way Rashi explains? And how are they different than the wagons of Paro? So comes along the Heilige Kedushas Levi, the Heilige Berditchever. So we're saying a little bit, if the Chever didn't notice, we're saying a little bit of a stronger Berditchever tonight. We had, I think, one extra time than we usually go. Because there's a lot of Torah from the Kedushas Levi, the Heilige Berditchever. So he says as follows. Listen to the words of the Berditchever. You ready, Chevra? The Berditchever says, explaining these wagons, Vayaras Agalos, I'm going to read it to you. I should have photocopied this, but a small piece. Remez lo Yaakov. Now Yosef HaTzadik was hinting to Yaakov's Chevra, this Torah alone could give us the biggest chizik in all of life. Listen closely. He says he was Merames to him. Shal Yidag Me'agalos. Don't be afraid, don't worry about the Gauls. Yaakov Avinu was scared. He's living in Eretz Yisrael, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim, I'm going to go into Gaulus. I'm going to go into an environment that is not conducive to a close relationship with Hashem. It's dangerous. Think about it. It's dangerous being in an environment surrounded by people that don't care about Torah mitzvahs properly. It's dangerous when one day you might be a lawyer or in some big financial firm and surrounded by individuals who have different sets of morality, or let's call it they have immorality. But they think it's morality. But over time, it's hard. We become desensitized. How are we going to be successful in that environment? How are we going to stay true to who we know we are supposed to be? We are all influenced by our surroundings, our tzviva, our environment, the people we're with. All of us. So Yaakov was nervous. So he says, don't worry. Ki kol zehu asiba legula. All of this, all of the gullus, was in order to gain gula. Ki hara hu asiba letova. Any bad is only yirida letzarech aliyah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be here, it means this is part of your journey of life. In order to get to a geula, it's just part of that journey. And we all have our nisyonos. Whether it's a physical illness that lo aleinu we have, and we're worried about, and we think, why did Hashem bring this to me? Why did Hashem make me sick? Why did Hashem take this from me, and it looks like I'm losing out? And we have a financial stress, or whether it's in dating, and things are not working out well right away, whatever it might be. We have our gullus, our individual gullus, which we don't understand why it's happening. And the Kedush Levi says, no, it's Siba L'Toyva, it's going to lead to good. It's Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah. V'hine ha'galos u'lashan eagle. The wagons are milashan eagle. What is eagle? A wheel, a circle. Whenever you have a circle that's going, take any point in the circle, it's going to go hit the bottom, but it's only hitting the bottom in order to come right back up to the top. Shvasibu nikra dover eagle. Meaning what? The Siba, that which is leading you, that medium towards the ultimate good, is the eagle. That's the circle that's moving. But ultimately, we have to understand, really, there's only straight mercy that's yasher, that's straight. Sometimes we see the straight mercy immediately, and it's yasher. Sometimes the yasher is through this circle. Sometimes the yasher is through the circle. Vasibos hemagulim. That's the circles, that's the wheels, which are the sibos, which the sibos mean that which leads us to the ultimate good, which leads us to the yasher. Whoever knows the famous song by Rascal Flatts. You holding Rascal Flatts, Whoever. What are they saying? They have a song. They have a song, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. God bless the broken road. That obviously, it's a love song, right? And it's talking about a guy who went through this relationship and that relationship, and it seemed like he's going through all different roads that are just broken roads, but all those broken roads eventually led him to his ultimate bashert, right? That's what the song is. God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Chemist says, this Kedushas Levi is that song. What's the Kedushas Levi saying? Hashem is blessing our broken roads. They seem to be broken roads. That's Golus. But it's really leading us straight to Hashem. It's leading us straight to Rachamim. It's leading us, it's Yashar ultimately. And we have to believe that. And we have to know that the whole time. We have to know that the whole time when we are in the Golus. That it's Yeridol Etzarech Aliyah. Those are the agolos that Yosef was sending Yaakovinu. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Because you know why? God is orchestrating all of this. And all that you're going through is only going to be leading to Gula, because Kol Ma'ad Rebbe Nachman on top of it. God doesn't do anything that isn't good. You may not see it in the moment, because I'm the circle on the bottom, but it's going to come back to the top. And we have to believe that. It's Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. We're only going down in order to come back up. That's all that it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a big matana. I was thinking about this idea, this Kedushas Levi. Emes, listen, Trevor, you can't make it up. Kedushas Levi, I'm thinking about this idea of the broken roads of life that really lead us to the straightest of paths. So if you take Gematria, Ma Agolos Yosef, what are these Agolos Yosef? What are these wagons of Yosef? Ma Agolos Yosef is Gematria 710, exactly Gematria, Yerida Haya Litzarech Aliyah. The Yerida was in order only to go up. You can't promise that we stand in a shir and that's it. You hear this? You ever going to be upset in your life again? You ever going to be down again? We have to believe and understand it's all one big eagle. It's one big eagle. It's one big wheel. And if I'm down, it's only because it's Yerida Haya. That was the Yerida Litzarech Aliyah Gematria Ma Agolas Yosef. What are Agolas Yosef? Exact. It's a good one, you saw here, you know? Hashem. And just like no wagon and no wheels are turning in a wagon without a driver, so too we have the greatest of drivers. We have the greatest of drivers. We have the Eibishter, who's the manhig of the whole Welt. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah at the beginning, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, Hamatzoy Azel Lekei Ha'olam Adon Kol Aretz Vu Amanig Hagalgil. Listen to this lashon. You can't make it up. That he is Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the manig, meaning the Rambam. He's the manig, the driver. Hagalgil, lashon galgil, lashon eagle. The wheels rolling. The koach she'ain locates v'tachlis. With the koach, it has no ends. He never stops. He never stops orchestrating at all. Chevre didn't seem to be holding Rascal Flatts much. You're holding maybe Metallica a little bit more? Maybe a little bit more? You're holding Metallica a little more? Old stuff at least. Everything till the Black Album's incredible. After that, I don't know. I wouldn't know it anyways. But my Master of Puppets? Who's the Master of Puppets? Davishter. Davishter's orchestrating it all. Yisrael, man, you know what I'm talking about. No? You ask your brother. Lemais, I hear it's different door. Different door. Listen to the intro to one. Godless. Anyways, Lemaisa Chevra. The Eibishter is running the Welt. He's the manning of everything. We are on this journey. And sometimes, yes, it's true that we go through Golos. And that moment seems bleak, but we have to have that amuna of the Yashrus, that this is a broken road that's leading up to something straight. And if you read the Letzarech Aliyah, whatever we go through in life, whatever it seems, and be makabel and it's okay. Be makabel, it's okay. I saw earlier a story. Let's see. It's over here in the notes. because whatever, I printed out the wrong notes, but we're good. No? I saw earlier the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. I happen to come from the Vilna Gaon. I don't want to, you know, with my Hasidic time, I don't like to talk about that too much. But MS is Vilna Gaon, obviously. Yeah, I can't even see it. Those words just came out of my mouth. Halavai, to Mamish be a tipa should be yam of the Vilna Gaon. Mamish, who the Vilna Gaon was, Hilga Vilna Gaon. But we found out recently that my wife comes from the Marv Shemesh, so we have good stuff, good yichus, Baruch Hashem. But anyways, at least not, well, from his sister. Marv Shemesh's sister was a burger, my wife's Bobby was burger, straight from the sister. My wife's great-great-grandfather was the Malamed of Rav Shaila Karastir's children. We found this out recently also. That was crazy stuff. Anyways, big stuff. Lamaisa, I'm a descendant straight from the Gra, apparently. I've never seen a family tree, but my grandfather told me this from generations and people who, over the years, trust me, it's MS. Anyways, so the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, had a daughter who was tragically died, mamish, the day before Chasana. Day before Chasana. So listen to this. His mother came to him in a dream, to the Vilna Gaon, and said, if you knew what you accomplished by accepting this tragedy with love, you would have danced at your daughter's funeral more than you would have danced at her wedding. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's not for us to really live on a practical level, but to recognize what she's saying is the outcome of that tragedy and the way that the Gro is makabel yisurim ba'ava brought more to the world. She would have been dancing at the funeral if he understood what koyach, what that brought to the Welt. You hear? But what that tells you is this was all you read in Tzarech Aliyah. But how is the Gra able to be makabel? How could you be makabel the death of your daughter the night before? How are you able to do what he did? Only because he had this outlook. Kadosh Baruch Hu fears Welt. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And sometimes we might never have an answer to why. But when I know this, I could move on and believe it's Yerizel Tzarech Aliyah, it's going to be good. Not if, but it will. And it already is, I just don't know it yet. We have to believe it. Paro's agolos were pumfakert. Zelu mazeh. Paro was pumfakert. Paro is the one that says to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is, right, in Parsha Shemos, who's God? I'm going to send you out. I don't know who this God is. Who's Hashem? Paro doesn't believe in a master of the universe orchestrating it all. Paro doesn't believe. He says, me Hashem, who's Hashem? Who's God? I'm not letting you out. Who's God? There's nobody that orchestrates the world. So Paro is trying to bring the Kochatum and Agalos Kineged. The Agolos of Paro. Listen to the halakhic words of the Sfas Emes. To read it to you from the Sfas Emes. Bring back this from the Sfas Emes on Chanukah. It's hard, we left Chanukah. Mom, she has to still be Mekushel Chanukah. He says as follows. As we all know, I said this over in the Shir of Chanukah, but I think it was to the women, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe you can remind me. It was here, actually. We spoke about this. Yavon Gematria Galgal. Yavon is Galgal. What's Galgal? It's an orbit. 66. Orbit means it's just an orbit. It's just naturally going. There's nothing running it. It's just set. Yavon was saying, like Paro, who's Hashem? There's no manig. It just goes. The world's just going. And if there's no manig, you know who the manig is? I'm the manig. I decide. The truth is all orbits is all through the manig veibishter. And that's why Elokecha gematria galgal. Elokecha is gematria galgal. And also it's gematria hoyahoyvaviyah, which is Shem Havaya. Because the true galgal is really maybe a little bit nister, but we know it. The Rabbeinu Shalom is orchestrating everything that seems to be nature. There's no nature. There's no such thing as nature. That's just a word. Everything's Yad Hashem. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to believe that, and we have to know that. Paro is trying to tell us. Paro is trying to tell us. Lo aleinu mi Hashem. Like Yavon, Galgal. We know the checker. And that's the Agolos. That Yosef is reminding Yaakov, don't be afraid to come here. Because this is only a Yerid al Tzarchaliyah. It's only to lead to the ultimate Gula. That's all that it is. And we have to believe this is true, not just then. This wasn't just a message for that Golos. But listen to the words of the Kedush Levi and Eicha. On the beautiful words we dive in every single Shabbos Kodesh. Efes built to Golena Limos Mashiach. Klomer. Kishiyavo Mashiach, so Kena Bimher of Yamenu. When Mashiach will come speedily in our days, Az Yizgala, it will be revealed. Shekol Hamaoros, everything that has happened. Shehayu Begalus Lanu, in our Galus. Haya Hakol Hachana Lagula, it's all preparation for the ultimate redemption. Hachana Lagula. Kiata Begalus Eno Nira. Now in Galus, in our small world, and we go through trials and tribulations and difficulties. We don't see it. We don't know it. But at the time of Geula, it will be revealed that everything was leading to that Geula. Nothing but you. Meaning no one understands it now but Hashem. But it's all for Lemos Mashiach. That's when we'll all understand it. Zok to Kedushas Levi. Tzfas Emes says the same. I'm not going to read it inside now. I was going to, but Emes says that's what is true. Now we can understand as well. Vayaris Agolos, he saw that Golos, which tells him what? Anything that seems bad, anything that seems Golos, is only Litzorach Aliyah. Vatchiruach Yaakov Yem. Ah, and his spirit was alive. That lifted him up. Laseisoso, to carry him up. Not to physically carry him up. How did they physically carry it? Let's say so, to lift him up, lift up his spirit. Yaakov is okay, we're going to be good. That's our avodah. And that's until Zman Mashiach. We won't see it exactly, but we have to believe it. The Megala Muka says, the Mashiach is going to complete the Merkava Shlema. Merkava Shlema, Merkava is a chariot. But it's the foundation, it's what's holding up. The perfect Merkava, the ultimate chariot, which is also like an Agola, will be Bizman Mashiach. That's when we'll see all the Agolos, how they ended up on top. If you take Gematria, Merkava Shlema's Gematria 652, exactly Gematria, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who is our foundation, and David, because that's Mashiach. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov David is Merkava Shlema. That's what we're waiting for. But there's also an opposite Merkava of Tumah. The Merkava of Tumah is the Merkava of what? The Merkava of Tumah is the Merkava of Paro. Telling us there's no God running the world. Merkava Tumah is Gematria 322. Exactly Gematria Baal Tzafon. Where does Paro encamp when he's trying to kill us by Parshas Bishalach, by Baal Tzafon? Which is also Kelev Ra, who is Paro for another time, not to get into right now, but it's also Gematria Kelev Ra. Meaning ultimately we have these two kolchos. And it's up to us. And every single one of us, our Simcha Zachayim, is completely dependent on this. Are we going to be able to see the world as a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ma'an Goylam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world? Or are we Lo Aleinu seeing the world like Paro, as a like Yavan, as a Galgal, as just an orbit? And then when tragedy hits and difficulty hits, I'm frozen by it. Because I don't see any order in the world. And I can't believe in this leading to anything good. I have no answer and no understanding. And everyone should cry a tear, or many, on what happened this past week to Zachary Goldstein and his family. What happened 2 weeks ago to Richie Friedman and his family. What happened this morning in Eretz Yisrael to those two soldiers that were murdered. What happened to the little baby that was born and then died because of the wounds of the terrorist a few days ago. Tragedy upon tragedy that we've been seeing as of late. I have no answers why. And I'm not going to come try to suggest things we should be working on and why this is happening. I have no idea. Tzadik Viralo. I have no idea why the Eibishter. But I know one thing, there is an Eibishter. And I know he's Manigoylam. And I know that therefore all this is going to end up being an eagle One day we may understand, we will understand. And until that time, I'm going to be okay. You know I'm going to be okay? Because I know even now, it's part of the gula. It's part of the achana for gula. And I have to believe that, and I have to know that. And with this in mind, I could get through anything in life. And we have to believe that, and we have to know that. Every single one of us. The agolos allow us to deal with the ayin, the 70 nations of golos. Agolos is ayin golos. Ayin golos. The 70 nations of golos. All the golos that we go through, I could deal with this in mind. You know, I saw an amazing Torah years ago from the Shvila Pinchas. We know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that the Nun represents Nefila. Right? That's why a Nun, there's no pasuk that starts Nun in Ashrei. Because Nun represents Nafal, to fall, which represents Golus. But then, so if Meich Hashem Lecho Anoiflim, Hashem leans and lifts up all that are Noiflim. So Meich Hashem Lecho Anoiflim. You put the Samach with the Nun, you end up with a Nes, you end up with a miracle. But what's the difference between a Samach and a Nun? A nun, which is when we fall, when we're in galus, when we're having a difficulty. A nun is really a half circle. A samach is a full circle. You know when we're falling? When we only see half a circle. And we don't see the rest of the circle. And we think we're down, because we don't realize it's only part of a full circle. So it's a nun. It's half a circle. If we realize it's all a samach, we'll be okay. And so, Meich Hashem L'chol Hanoiflim. And that's the samach, is the circle of machol tzadikim. The Gemara in Tainus says, well, the Bizman Mashiach, there's going to be a machol tzadikim, there'll be a circle for tzadikim that Hashem's going to be dancing with. That's a circle of life. The circle of seeing Hashem in everything, and knowing that it's all one big circle. That's as the Heligo of Yisrael says, Lo Hayom Tovim Yisrael Ketu Ba'av. Everybody asks, right? Gemara at the end of Tainus, if you just heard, remember this Torah from tonight, Mamish, incredible. Don't forget this Torah. He says, Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael, Kiwak, Yom Kippurim, Ketubav. There's no greater days than what? Yom Kippur and Tubav. And everybody, the Gemara already says, Yom Kippur, tremendous day. Yom Shemaychon al Kolvanosov, Yom Shaluchas Shnios, Mechila, Slicha, Kapara. Even if those of us that think it's a little bit hard, I don't know who you are, how you think Yom Kippur is hard, one day a year to be Kulal Hashem. It's the biggest brach in the world. But even those who do, know that it's a day of Slicha, Mechila, Kapara. You can't walk out of Yom Kippur and not feel amazing, feel like you just went through the biggest mikvah in the world, right? It's awesome. It's incredible. If for some reason you didn't feel that way, then you have to come spend Yom Kippur with me, Eitzel, Kaisel, Maravi, and you Shlaim, Yer Kodesh, you understand what I'm talking about. But Tu B'Av, so that's a great day. The Gemara says, the greatest days in the year are that and Tu B'Av. Okay, so Gemara goes through different answers and different reasons, not for right now. The Heliga Apterov. The Ovis Rosh says it's all one big remez. You know what Tu B'Av means? Tu is Tezvav, is 15. Av is Aleph Beis. You know what the Gemara is telling us? You know what the greatest thing is for us? The 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. Tu B'Aleph Beis. What's the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis? Samach. Samach. It's trying to tell us, you know what the most important thing for you is? Yom Kippur and the letter Samach, the circle. To always see life as that circle. To always see life of that eagle. To always see life and understand that even if I'm going through a difficult time, and even if it doesn't make any sense, it does make sense. I don't know what the sense is, but the Eibishter does. There's a manik. There's a leader driving this way and orchestrating it all. And I have to believe in that and know that. And not fall prey to living the life of the agolos of Paro, Lo Aleinu, who doesn't see Hashem. Because he ended up drowning in the sea. That's where he ended up. And the Mayim represents Mayim Tanugim and falling apart in those waters. Our avodah is to see above that. Our avodah is to see that Eibishter that runs the belt. And anything that's happening in our life is the Rabbono Shel Olam, Bekabel Ba'ava. And know that eventually, even if right now we only see the Nun, it's going to turn into a Samach. Bezer Hashem is Baruch. I want to share, just to end with a story I read recently. Mamish is incredible to see how everything turns into one big Samach. And even when life seems like there are Nuns going on in our life, it's always just going to lead to the Samach. The Eibishter runs the world. There's a Rav Duvi ben Susan. So he tells a story that he experienced when he was learning in Eretz Yisrael. Duvi's friend Shlomo received a phone call from his wealthy uncle in America, who told him that he was contacted by an orphanage in Chadera. Maybe he's going to work there, I don't know. Yeah, MS? MS, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see Eliezer, you're here tonight? Which was in need of financial assistance. The story's from years ago, but... The orphanage invited the uncle to come and take a tour of its facility, so he could consider offering his help. The uncle told the orphanage that he would send his nephew, who was in Israel at the time, and the nephew would tell him his impressions. Shlomo invited Duvi to join him, and they arranged that they would meet at the central bus station, Tachana Merkezit, for the 2 p.m. bus to Chadera. Duvi wanted to run a couple of errands first, so he left his dormitory early and headed first to the barber to take a haircut. He walked into the barber shop, removed his jacket and gloves, rubbed the cold out of his hands, and explained to the barber that he had an important meeting later that day and needed to look his best. 50 minutes later, when the barber was finished, Duvi rushed out of the shop to Machane Yud, the market, to buy some candy for the children of the orphanage. He bought 200 pieces of chocolate and proceeded to stuff them into his jacket pocket. When he suddenly realized he didn't have the gloves, he left them at the barber shop. It was a very cold December day, but he did not have time to return to the barber shop to get his gloves. Instead, he went to catch his bus, and 2 hours later, he and Shlomo reached Chadera. When they got off the bus, they saw a Yemenite man selling his wares out of a cardboard box. And Duvi noticed he was selling a very interesting pair of elbow-length gloves. They were peculiar, but Duvi was desperate for gloves. He didn't want to wait until he returned to Yerushalayim, so he purchased the gloves. They proceeded to the orphanage, where they were given a very warm greeting. At one point in the tour, their guide escorted them to the director's office. As they waited outside, a 10-year-old boy emphatically ran from the room with a huge smile, congratulating himself for having received 100 on his Chumash test. Duvi went over to the boy, looked at the test paper, and was very impressed. "Wow," he said to the boy. "That's fantastic." He then glanced at the name on top of the paper. Noticed the boy's name was Yitzchak Alfasi, the same name as the Heilige Rif, one of the most famous influential Sephardic sages whose commentary is found at the back of every Gemara. "Did you know you have the same name as the great Rif?" Duvi asked the boy. "Sure," the boy replied. "He's my great-great-great-great-grandfather. That's why my father named me Yitzchak." Duvi couldn't believe it. If this child was the son of the Rif, he figured he must have great potential. He asked the director how much Torah was taught at the orphanage, and the director told him that they did not have sufficient funding for serious Torah instruction. All they could do was bring a rabbi once a week to learn Chumash with the boys. Duvi then turned to the boy and asked, "What would it take for you to agree to learn Torah every day if I could find a rabbi to come learn with you?" Well, the boy said, "I really like the gloves you're wearing. If you give them to me, I'll learn every day." Duvi happily took off his elbow-length gloves and gave them to the boy. The boy put them on, and they reached his shoulders. Duvi and Shlomo left the orphanage with a very good feeling about their visit, and especially their encounter with the promising young boy. Upon returning to Yerushalayim, Duvi proceeded immediately to the barber shop to try to get back his gloves. He arrived just as the barber was closing up a shop. He asked the barber if he had seen his gloves, and the barber went over to a drawer, pulled them out, and gave them to Duvi. The barber then proudly announced, "Now everyone would know that Moshe Alfasi is an honest man." "Your name is Alfasi?" Duvi said. "Do you have a son?" "Prefer not to talk about it," the barber said. "Please," Duvi implored, "please tell me." The barber sadly told he had once been married, but his wife had serious problems and mistreated their son. The court stepped in and took their son away from them, placing him in an orphanage. Even after the couple divorced, the courts refused to tell Moshe where his son was. "I haven't seen him in 5 years," he lamented. "Is his name Yitzchak?" Duvi asked. "Yes," the man affirmed. "I just saw him today in Chadera. He looks terrific and is doing great. He showed me the 100 received on the Chumash test, and agreed that he would learn Torah every day." Moshe was overjoyed. He ended up moving to Chadera to be with his son and became very involved in his son's life. Hashem brought the boy and his father together through an extraordinary sequence of seemingly insignificant events. Duvi was invited to visit the orphanage. He needed a haircut. He forgot his gloves in the shop. He happened to be standing outside the office just when the child ran out of his test paper. He returned to the barbershop right before it closed, and Moshe just happened to mention his full name. Nothing in life is random. Everything has a purpose and has been carefully calculated by the Creator. Chevra, each and every one of us has to believe and know whatever is going on in our life, it's from the Eibishter. And it's true that, yes, we do have times when we go through tzaras and we're allowed to cry. But we're allowed to cry tears of sadness, but never of depression. And never be too low, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the veil to kol ma'adav rechman al ta'avav it. And if it seems like it's only a nun right now, it's eventually going to be that samach. It's the eagle of life. It's the agola, the wagons of life that were being sent to Yaakov Avinu from Yosef HaTzadik. And each and every one of us should live with this in mind as we go through our galus until we're zoicha to the gula shleima. We'll be zoicha and be privy to see why everything we go through was only a yiridil tarchaliyah with the gula shleima of yichzakenu b'mehera b'yamenu.